Welcome to Top Gear here on the radio. My name's Steve Berry. This week's show, we go on a voyage of discovery in Ford's new 4x4, the Explorer. Plus the long-awaited affordable sports car from Mercedes, is it worth the wait? And we make a pilgrimage to a sparkly new multi-million pound mecca of motorsport. A belligerent rock jutting out of a cold, cruel sea. A land of friendly folk with a fierce, bloodthirsty Viking legacy. Desolate and beautiful. But an unlikely setting for the ultimate motorsport arena. Seating for 101,000 people, 1,500 acres, 24 different circuits and $200 million. Which is probably why they built it in Las Vegas, casino capital of the world. Now, 200 million bucks is a lot of money. It's a mountain of money. And Graham Swain made that very point to the general manager of the newly opened Las Vegas Motor Speedway, Ray Wilkins.
We don't think anybody has ever tried to put this many racing venues under one roof, so to speak, or on one piece of property. So we think it is the largest in the United States and maybe even in the world. There are several new racetracks cropping up in the United States, and we're just one of many. However, we feel that the marriage between the town of Las Vegas, the climate that we have here in Southern Nevada, and the fact that we are putting all these different motorsports facilities on one piece of property is a tremendous marriage. So we're planning on, first of all, getting established. We're getting the races established. We're getting the sanctioning bodies to come here, and they truly are. It's one of those things we're building and they will come, and they truly are coming to what we have here and finding out that this is the place they want to be involved with. Right now we're still in the building phases, but we feel that it will be completely done within 2 years, and then we will just build on the events, have something going here possibly 365 days a year, and hopefully we will establish ourselves as being the mecca for motorsports around the world. All the different types of events. We are very much a non-denominational venue. We want all the different sanctioning bodies to want to come race here. We're really not playing favorites with one or the other, because we feel that we have the best facility, the best place to have the facility, the best city to have it in, and we want everybody to come partake of that.
We have had Grand Prix here in the past. Do you envisage maybe you might be able to track those sort of things in the future?
Well, I think that the next Grand Prix might be in Las Vegas, but maybe not here. We've talked to those people, and they are interested in doing a Grand Prix possibly down the strip in the middle of town, around some of the hotels. It's a very expensive proposition. Even if it was not on our facility, we would welcome that type of event with open arms, because it just makes more people aware that Las Vegas really is the motorsports capital. I think that we have the finest city in the country for entertainment, and now for motorsports. We have the finest facility anywhere that anybody has ever seen. When it is all done, it is truly a Taj Mahal of motorsports, if you will. And I think that this is the place people want to come to.
The Taj Mahal of motorsports. And what exactly does that mean? Americans, eh? Anyway,